Welcome to BSing Insurance, the podcast. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Brian.
And we are here to talk to you about all things insurance, sales, insurance. And this is episode number 3.
BSing number 3.
Today we're going to talk about overworking and delaying getting out, talking to clients and possible clients. Because you just have to have everything perfect all the time.
Is anything ever perfect all the time?
No, never.
No.
We find that a lot of agents are overtraining. They are sitting behind the computer, going to webinars, going to luncheons, which is great. We all have to do that every once in a while, but they're just not taking action. They're not getting out because everything has to be 100% before they go and try the business.
Yeah, and I think that there's a big difference between being prepared and being 100%.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Failure to plan is a plan to fail, right?
Exactly. So
you got to have an idea, I think, of what it is that you're going to be walking into, and you should have a game plan of how you're going to handle those things.
Yes.
But I don't think you have to have every answer to every question.
Well, I find that the number one thing somebody is lacking when they decide that they just need to keep training and training and training before going and talking to people is they just lack confidence, unfortunately.
What do you think builds that confidence?
Going out and talking to people. You have to go out and talk to people. And I think that I know that that is why I was so successful early on is because I tell all of our agents this. You know, when I became a new agent, I didn't know everything, but I knew that I had to make a certain amount of money every week. I had to pay for daycare.
$12.
$12. Now it's a lot more. Definitely wasn't $12, but it was definitely a couple $100. And I just had the confidence. I said, you know what? I am going to go out there. I'm going to go knock on some doors. I'm going to go run these leads. Give me all the leads you can. And I am going to go make appointments because I know if I'm not out there talking to people, I'm not selling, I'm not making money because I've always been 100% commission.
So when you started, like a big thing for you was door knocking, right? Like you
yes.
were like just going up on the turning 65s.
Or life insurance or whatever the product mailer was.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for...
This is before a lot of CMS.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get
changes.
To. Back now, nowadays, there's a little bit more rules.
Yes,
right?
A lot more rules.
So we can door knock for Medicare supplement.
Right. Mm-hmm, or life insurance or annuities or, you know, anything like that. I love the door knock, though. I love the door knock.
Yeah.
And I always took it to this perspective, and you can steal it if you want. But I would leave the car running, door open, music on. I wouldn't be taking my briefcase or anything. That's how actually I was trained by old men, was that you needed to go wipe your feet at the doorstep and bar right in right then and there. I mean, I'm sure that works for some people. It just didn't work for me. I'd go up to the door, knock on the door. Hi, Mr. Jones. I know you're turning 65. My name's Stephanie. Just here in the neighborhood. Just want to drop off my business card. Not here to bother you. If you have any questions, call me. That's it.
And that was it. And you weren't like saying what type of thing, anything except for I just know you're turning 65. Here's my card.
Yep.
So you weren't bringing up a product.
Nope.
You weren't bringing up.
Was not selling the door.
The word supplement.
You nope.
weren't bringing up drugs.
Drugs. Right? Oh, no. What's
here,
talking
old
about?
Man, buy some drugs.
Nope. None of that. Just here's my business card. Was in your area. I know you might need help. I would throw in sometimes, you know, I'm sure you're getting bombarded and inundated by everybody and their brother, and people would laugh and chuckle a little bit like, yeah, I'm really over the phone calls and I'm really over all the mail and the crap. And AARP has sent me 20 pounds of solicitations already. Good old AARP. They're just all over the place. So yeah. And you know, sometimes it'll work, sometimes it wouldn't. I got told no a lot.
Yeah.
Definitely got told no a lot.
No is pretty demoralizing or
no, not for me. Nope. I had really, really good training, right? So I was very confident, you know, the fact that we worked with all the products and pretty much all the companies and my knowledge of their product, I knew that I could really bring the best value to that person's life. I could bring more value than a captive agent. I could bring more value than the agent has two companies. I had pretty much all the companies. So if somebody told me no or they wanted to be nasty with me, I get in my car, back down the driveway, and I just said, you know what? That was the best damn thing that came in their life, and they just really, they messed that one up.
They messed it up.
And I was taught that by my general manager. He said, you just have to back up and realize that, you know, you're the best damn thing that came in their life today, and they don't want to recognize that, then shame on them. And that sounds really full of yourself, probably, right?
Very conceited.
Yeah, very conceited. But that attitude will get you far in this business.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of interesting to note that you don't really have that attitude outside of
no
work.
I don't.
So, like, not it's, at all. It's able. You seem to have been able to develop a way to turn it on and off, like for the job part of things.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I don't really let the clients see that. I mean, I'm very forward with the clients about what we do offer, what we don't offer. I mean, our agency right now, we pretty much offer everything. We've got onesies and twosies that we don't have contracts with just because they're not competitive. But other than that, I mean, we pretty much do everything. So, you know, I know that when we get a client and we truly listen to that client, we can put the client in the best position possible. And we can be there with them for the rest of their life. And that's not really conceited. That's just knowing your business and knowing the value of your business. And, you know, I was just talking to my best friend about this. And, you know, she owns her own business and she is undercutting herself. And we've been talking to her about, you know, increasing her prices. Obviously, I don't charge for my services. So, but, you know, she doesn't want to ask me for more money. She doesn't know, thinks she's worthy of that money. When you know and you're a specialist in your business, you are worth every penny. You're worth every minute. And you got to have that attitude.
Yeah. And the great thing about us is that it actually doesn't cost the client anything.
Doesn't cost the client anything.
Yeah. And well, pretty much everybody that'd be listening to this podcast too, working in the industry, like you don't cost your people. Mm-mm. The people that you're working for, that policy costs them the same amount of money, whether you sold it to them or whether they went online and bought it.
Yeah.
So, yep. You know, don't feel bad about that.
Mm-mm.
It's not like that money that you were getting paid would have been in their pockets or in their benefits, because that's not how this business seems to be working.
I always do the right thing every single time.
Yep.
And that's why I'm conceited a little bit, because I know that when that client gets to me, I'm not pushing the product that pays us the most. I'm not pushing, you know, what is going to give me the bonus to go to Costa Rica next. Right. I'm pushing what's best for them.
Yeah.
And I've lost out on a lot of those bonuses because I don't just say, company A, I'm going to sell you this month because you're going to give me an extra $1,000 in my paycheck.
Yeah,
I mean, I probably have more money right now. But
one good thing about Medicare Advantage is they all pay about the same.
For the most part, yeah.
Right? And even at the agency level and up, it's paying about the same. So there's not really a financial incentive as far as like the paycheck.
But we see that with life insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the life insurance boards all over Facebook. And, you know, there's a lot of agents out there that are pushing these products that are paying them more. But for the consumer, if they're not shopping, you know, they could be paying 15, 20, 25, maybe more a month for those products. So,
yeah.
You know, you can be conceited when you are doing things the right way every single time and you're doing what's best for the client.
Yeah.
You know?
So as a consumer, in a Medicare space, on Medicare Advantage only, because the rest of them are not like that necessarily. But
no.
Medicare Advantage only, you know, don't be worried about, you know, is this person trying to put me on the one that's making them the most money, because that's not how the Medicare Advantage works.
No.
Now, when you're talking about your life insurance, like you're just saying, mm-hmm. or if you're going on a supplement or
yes.
looking at an annuity,
yes.
you want to be asking that question. Like,
yes.
You know, is this the best thing for me, or is this the best thing for you?
Exactly.
And if they can't explain why there's something out there that would be better for you and they're not putting you on it, that might be that's a problem, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Right? You don't want to be spending more money or paying more fees as the person, you know, buying these products so that your agent can go on a cruise.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You want to be getting the best deal for your dollar. And on that plan where you're still getting your best deal for your dollar, your agent's still making his money too. Exactly. He's just not going on the cruise for that company.
Yeah, exactly.
He can go on his own damn cruise, right? Like,
yeah. So, but going back to the confidence, right? We really, as agents, got to get more confident in yourself. And, you know, somebody brought you into this business and somebody saw confidence, somebody saw a spark in you, somebody saw a future with you. So go back to those people, those mentors that you have. And if you don't have one, you need to find one. And hopefully they can help instill some confidence in you or show you how you can shine a little bit brighter out here.
There's definitely a lot of people, like, you know, people in this business that just stumble into it on their own and don't have an upline like, you know, us that, you know, to get these ideas from. So there's people like us doing this stuff, putting it on social media, giving these ideas. And there's a lot of other good ones, too, to be looking out for.
Yes.
But again, if you're following somebody and they're telling you put your interest before your client's interest, that's not the guy you want to be following.
Exactly. I have had to block a lot of insurance agents on some of these boards, Medicare boards, life insurance boards, because I just, the stuff they say out there, and just like it grinds my gears a little bit, or they try to get very negative out there, and oh, fun time. So new agents, don't get on these boards. And take everything that you read seriously.
Yeah.
Because like just the other day, I had a guy start arguing with me about how the government's coming for us because we have some 1099 agents. Like, dude, go get a life. Go sell something. You're on like Facebook at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, come on.
And you're not pushing your business. You're just crapping on everybody else's business.
So just when you are out there, I'm talking about this because, you know, we're talking about spending so much time training, right, and preparing. And I see that on the boards too, but just take note of where these people are during the day who are giving you advice. Where are they successfully? Not by their numbers on Facebook, but you know, you can look all these people up and you can see their background, the companies that they're licensed with through the states that they work for.
Yep.
And you can see their track records. So
that is a whole nother podcast for another day, though. If you are 1099, like, pay your taxes.
We are going to be bringing on a tax expert to talk to you guys about that here shortly. So very exciting.
Our people, the people that work for us, they know that.
Yep.
God, I hope so. But at the end of the day, they don't work for us. It's their business.
At the end of the day, it's your business. So you got to take security in that. So
we try to teach as best as we can.
Yeah, exactly. So, but getting out there and building your confidence is key. You know, you have to know your product. So as I tell all our agents, is pick a couple products. You know, when we start contracting a new agent, there are all these life insurance companies we could send them contracts for. These annuity companies, dental, cancer, heart, you know, all that. And I try to just send out like two of each, right? Two that I like to work with, that I think they're easy. That way we don't like overtrain and overcomplicate the situation. If you're finding that you have just too much to choose from, you really just got to pick a product and go with it. You know, years ago I picked a final expense product and it works 9 out of 10 times for every single client. And the price is really good.
Yeah. And that's the thing with that is it is a good price for the client. It's not necessarily the one that's paying you the most, but you understand the underwriting and you understand and their prices are in line with what should be expected.
And agent support is there for you. You know, companies where agent support is going to relay you to another country or put you onto voicemail and email them 4 days later. Those are not the companies you want to be working with in the beginning. You know, as an elder agent, as somebody who gets experience and has a book of business, then you can start messing around with those companies because you know more. But in the beginning, you really just need to focus on a couple things, get really good at those couple things and branch out from there.
Yeah. So like pick one life insurance company or maybe two life insurance companies, you know, the big three, Medicare Advantage, the big three supplements, you know, in your area.
In your area. I always price point them out and say this year, you know, X, Y, and Z, these are the cheapest supplements in Southwest Florida. I think you guys should be looking at these supplements. And then it's up to the agents to really figure out what they like best. So,
yeah. So start small.
Yep.
Learn. And grow from there.
And it's okay to make mistakes. it's okay to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And the good thing is most of your mistakes can be fixed. And it is really, really smart to ask people to look over your applications, go over clients with somebody else in the business. Your upline should be doing these things with you. You should have an upline that you can call and you can text and you can say, hi, like I'm sitting at the house here with Lori in North Fort Myers and she's turning 65 and she goes to this doctor and she's on these meds and I'm thinking that this HMO is going to be best for her. What do you think? If you don't have anybody in your upline that you can go run that stuff through, then you need an upline. I'm just going to say that right now. Yeah. You don't have the support you need. As a new agent, you need that support. You really do. And I tell our agents all the time, I want you to call me. I want you to call me for the first 20, 40, 50, 60, however many you think you need. You know, and even when you don't think you need the support, if you are double guessing yourself at all, call me.
And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about in last episodes. But if you're that person who doesn't have that answer 95% of the time,
yep,
you might have overextended yourself. Yes. Like you went for the big independent direct contract instead of, you know, yeah, taking a hit in the LOA so you can learn this.
Yes, exactly.
So go back and listen to the last podcast and figure out where you made a mistake and then give us a call.
Or we can direct you in the right direction because we're not everywhere. So, you know, it's just about getting out there and taking that step forward. So how are you going to take action today, right, and better your business? And no matter where you're in business. So maybe that means that you're going to go out and you're going to run some leads, maybe knock on some doors tomorrow. Maybe you're going to make those phone calls that have been sitting in our CRM that you're nervous to call. Maybe you're going to go to the local businesses, the hairdresser, the tattoo shop, and give them your business cards and say, hey, I'm here locally. Maybe it's going to the food bank or the church and asking to set up a table. I don't know what that means for you and for your business in your community, but here is your sign that you need to get up off your butt and get moving and take action, because the rest will follow. Learn by doing.
And sometimes the answer is training, though. like, right, you got to do AHIP. You got to do, your FFM training.
And you got to be certified for these companies to sell them. You got to do your CEs. Don't go sell something you're not certified for.
But after you check those blocks.
Yes.
And most of this other training is only whenever you have nothing to go
and
sell
for. I bring this up because we have had a couple agents that have admitted to me that they just don't know how to keep moving forward. They just don't know how, like, they're afraid they're going to get in front of a client and screw something up, or they're going to get asked a question that they just don't know the answer for. And, you know, some people will say it's trash advice, but fake it till you make it.
Well, like, there's no real way to train for that situation, right? Like, you can
just gotta have experience,
rehearse or sit in front of somebody else and do a fake sales presentation. But that's still not going to get you prepared for that one off question that that comes off maybe once every 5 years for people who do it every single day.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, you can't really train. Sometimes the answer is, I don't know.
I'll find out and get back with you.
You know what? Maybe we got to put the presentation on pause here. We'll get an answer and then we'll figure out what's going to be best for you. People would rather hear that than rather you make something up.
Yes. Don't make things up, guys. Because then they come to, like, good agents with lots of experience and say, this agent said this. And then we have to say, like, okay, well, we have to tell United Healthcare or whatever company that you're, like, lying to clients. And we don't want to do that. Yeah. We don't want to do that. We all want to play nice. So don't lie to them. But my agents know that usually, like, in the beginning, I say, let me know when you have an appointment. Let me know what time your appointment is. I will make sure my phone is on. You can text me. Secretly text me. Call me. Put me on speakerphone. I don't care. You know, walk out of the appointment and reschedule for another time.
That's one of my favorite things about the Macs because I have the iMessages, and it just goes, if I want to send you a question or ask somebody else a question, and you know, while I'm doing something else, it's easy enough to just type.
We'll talk about that. Like 2 months ago, I wasn't feeling good and I had an appointment and we had to go, it was a Medicare Advantage appointment. Now I am the agent that I will not go to be my clients on Medicare sick. I do not go to their homes.
Cause you'll kill them.
I won't do it. And I know a lot of agents disagree. Oh, you still got to make money and push through. No, we have clients that are very sick. They have comorbidities. They cannot get the flu or COVID or the norovirus or whatever I might have that day. So long story short, sent Brian, and he was messaging me, texting me. Client had no idea that he was asking me these questions.
Well, they did because I told them, right? Like, I'm not going to sit there and say, let me read this real quick.
Never mind.
For I could have gotten away with it. I could have. But also, like, the relationship that I had built with them at that that point in the conversation, like, I didn't have to pretend to know everything.
My wife sent me. Yeah. I had no idea what I'm doing. No, just kidding.
as a beaten husband, like, you can make those jokes.
Brian's not so much of a sales agent. He's more office support. So
I'm a lackey. But you can make those jokes to, like, another guy that's been married for a long time. Like, they get it. Like, they know that's not really how it is, but they get it. You can make those jokes.
Oh, good times. But I'll going out there and just putting people in a better spot, right? Moving them to a better place in their life, educating them. And sometimes we can't always make the sale. Sometimes people are going to say no, and that's okay. And you're going to have to be okay with that. I will say, if you're a new agent and you're having that problem getting out because you're afraid of being told no, you need to really think, what am I really worried about? Is it really I can't hear no? And you got to really self-reflect and see why you can't hear no.
Let's just say no one more. No.
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 I'm not interested. No, thank you.
I quit.
I have an agent. Don't talk to me ever again. Take me off your call list. Whatever it is.
Well, if they say take me off your call list, take them off the call list. Definitely. Like, you definitely have to do that.
Definitely don't want to. Compliance. But at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself why you're so afraid of being told no.
It hurts my feelings.
Does it?
It makes me feel bad.
Really?
I mean, it can.
Why? Does it matter?
I'm not saying me. I don't
have
feelings.
Do you
know
these people? No, but seriously, if these are the questions going through your head, right? Do you know these people? Do they really matter? Are they your family? Are they paying your bills?
How many times can I be told no by people that I don't care about? I can be told lots of times.
Because for every no, there is a yes out there. And that's something I know about this business, is that there are a lot of people that don't want to work with an agent. They're just nasty people. They're the Karens and Kyles of the world. You'll never sell them. But then there is so many. I'm so sorry if your name is Karen or Kyle.
Or Frank.
But there are so many people that need you. So what does you sitting in your office do them any good? Go find those people. They're out there.
You get 100 no's. And then you get one yes.
Oh, never got 100 no's in a row, ever.
Follow me on this.
Ever.
Follow me on this.
Maybe seven.
Follow me on this one. You're going to get 100 no's, and then you're going to get one yes. And then that person is going to refer you to somebody else who's going to be a yes right away. And then maybe that person refers you to two more, and then two more, and then it just grows. And before you know it, you've got 100 yeses. You don't even have to knock on a door.
Yeah. No, and that's really the reality. Going out there and knocking on doors, knocking on businesses, buying mailers and leaders, all that stuff, it's all temporary. Because if you build your business right, it's all just going to domino effect for you.
You never know what's on the other side of a door. And that comes from a different perspective than what I'm talking about here. But you never know what's on the other side of that door. And, you know, sometimes it can be bad and sometimes it's going to be good. And if it's bad, I mean, here, it's whatever. It gets slammed in your face. But if it's good, it could turn into a lot of opportunity for you.
A lot of opportunity.
So you just got to keep going to the next one because you just never know.
Yep. And I go back to, you know, where we're at right now. We feel very, 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 very blessed. Like, things are kind of falling into our lap, but things have fallen into our lap. For everything that's fallen into our lap, I have been rejected. I've had things not work out. I've had relationships end in the business. Friendships end, you know, but we're on a roll right now, right? And that roll is going to happen for you. You just got to put the time in.
For me?
For you too.
Yay! I can win!
Oh, good times. But you do never know what's on the other side of the door, and you don't know until you knock on it.
Yeah. You know, I would say that we got way off track on this conversation. But it turned out into a pretty good one.
I think so. And hopefully it helped you get out there, guys.
We planned to fail. We planned to fail.
No. Get
we failed
moving.
Our way forward.
And you know what, though? That is how this business goes, is that we get into a home, we get in front of a client, and we have a plan. And we're going to expedite that plan. And that's how this business goes, though. You go here. You go there. You go backwards. You go forward.
It just happened to you. We went to the appointment. You had a plan of what you're going to do. You get there. This other plan sounds better. Let's go do that one. Okay, sign here.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. They were so confident on what they had decided. And then 180, completely different product line. Completely yep. different. So that is how this goes.
But you just pivot. Adapt from that. You pivot from that. And you still put them on something that's great for them. Mm-hmm. Right. So as long as you make that connection in your head, yes, this thing they want to do is really a good idea for them. Then that's what we're, you know, good sign. Let's do it.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. So, I hope this brought some value into your life. If you guys have questions, I really want you guys to reach out to us, admin@sbginsurancegroup.com. Make sure you guys give us a follow. We are on YouTube, BS Insurance.
Well, I want to get some input, like for people who are looking at our blog or following us on YouTube.
Please follow
what
up with an email.
What is the most painful, way that somebody has rejected you in the insurance business? What's the most painful way somebody rejected you?
Yeah, we don't
want to
hear about your
business?
Personal life.
Put it in the comments. Or if you have a personal life one that you can manipulate into an insurance story, we'll take that one too. Just
I would
go
love that.
Put it in the comments of the video or on Facebook or wherever you're seeing us at.
Or email us.
Yeah, shoot us an email too. Why not? Like that. I want to know. I want to know like the most painful way somebody got rejected.
And we will not use your real name, I promise.
We won't. And if it actually is a painful one, we might use it as a story and we'll keep your name out of it.
Because we all
Unless
need a good story. We all need a good story. We all need them. So that would be great. Shoot us that information. Make sure you hit the follow, and that way you can get the up-to-date posts of all of our podcasts. They all get loaded up, and they premiere on every Tuesday.
Yep. And we are on Facebook, BSing Insurance, the podcast, BSingInsurance.com, SBGInsuranceGroup.com.
And TikTok, SBG Insurance. With that, have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye.